AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Peaceful demonstrations are underway tonight in Baltimore, New York City, Boston, and Indianapolis. Thousands of people protesting the deaths of black men in police custody. The demonstration in Baltimore is very vocal. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he hopes the ongoing protests in Baltimore don't become violent again.
We're urging calm. We're urging peace. We want to make sure there's no violence. But we're also prepared if things do get out of control like they got out of control Monday night.
As for those criticizing the mayor of Baltimore for not reaching out sooner for help, Governor Hogan says he isn't one of them.
I've praised the mayor. I've thanked her for her efforts. I thought she did a tremendous job. It's just not worth arguing over what happened, what could have happened. I think they did as best job they could on Monday night. They were overwhelmed and undermanned. They couldn't handle it.
The Baltimore Orioles beat the Chicago White Sox 8-2 at home this afternoon, but there were no fans in the stands at Camden Yards to savor the win. They were locked out for security reasons. Orioles manager Buck Showalter says it was a little weird entering an empty stadium to play ball.
Coming up the runway and walking out, it was like, you know, you're coming out for batting practice a little bit. Like when we hit here, nobody's in yet. And then you realize that, you know, you're a few minutes away from playing a Major League Baseball game that's going to count.
Some diehard fans gathered outside Camden Yard to cheer the Orioles to victory. One fan said she watched the game from a nearby hotel balcony.
My fiancé proposed to me at home plate, so this is a really special place for us. And to have them say the public can't watch the game, we were like, yeah, no, we're going to watch the game.
And they did. This is AP Radio News. Bernie Sanders, the independent senator from Vermont, declared his candidacy tonight for the presidency. During an Associated Press interview, Sanders was asked if he's entering the race to nudge Hillary Rodham Clinton to the left.
No, I am in this election to win.
The first major policy address of Clinton's presidential campaign has focused in New York on the situation in Baltimore, as well as what Clinton calls an out-of-balance criminal justice system. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals deferred arguments and a decision today on same-sex marriage cases in four states until the U.S. Supreme Court rules on the issue. And the judge whose ruling struck down Kentucky's ban on gay marriage led to an appeal heard this week in the U.S. Supreme Court, died today of cancer. He was 66. The ruling was reversed on appeal, but the Supreme Court heard arguments on it today. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.